Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, two homeless men have been found dead in Dublin this morning. One of the men in his 40s was discovered on Leinster Lane, just metres from the entrance to the Dáil by passers-by at 8:30am. The body of a second homeless man found just 1 hour later was discovered in a long-term accommodation facility nearby. These deaths come almost 6 years to the day that there was national outcry when homeless man Jonathan Corry died in a doorway across from the Dáil. Well, Anthony Flynn, Dublin City Councillor and CEO of Inner City Helping Homeless, joins us now on the line. And thank you for joining us this evening, Anthony. Would you have come across these men who were found this morning in your own work with Inner City Helping Homeless?
Well, our outreach teams would have engaged with one of the men that was found at the side of the Dáil on numerous occasions. And our outreach support teams walked nightly on the streets of Dublin and would have engaged with that individual. The other individual, as you say, was found in an accommodation unit that may have been sleeping off beforehand or entered accommodation through the normal means of the RHE. So definitely one of them would have been engaged with by our teams.
Okay. Including these two deaths, more than 57 people have died on the streets of Dublin so far this year, homeless people. That's shocking. What is going on?
Well, Sarah, look, we need to be honest here that these deaths are preventable. This has been stated previously. We're in a situation now where people are being denied access to emergency accommodation through the Dublin Region Homeless Executive due to a policy that's in place in regard to habitual relationships to certain areas. And if people are not habitually related to an area, they're told to go back to the area they came from. And according to our figures, over 60% of the people that are sleeping within Dublin now have no habitual connection to the area. They might be from a surrounding county or a nearby county that wouldn't have homeless services to the level that we would have in Dublin. But there's a policy that's in place at the moment that we've asked for to be lifted over the last number of months. And in the first lockdown, we did see a certain lift in regard to that policy where everybody got access to beds and everybody got access to accommodation. There are a number of deaths this year that are related to the fact that people can't get access to accommodation. The individual last night, for instance, is one. If you haven't got a habitual connection to the area, you're being told that you can't get a bed or you can't get access to a bed. The biggest problem there is basically that there are beds lying empty in Dublin at the moment. The people should be in and should be accessing, but because of that policy that's in place, those people can't access those beds.
Well, we don't have the Dublin Region Homeless Executive on the line, obviously, but we did get a statement from them, and in it they said that one of the individuals died in a long-term accommodation facility where they resided as a tenant and did not die in the street, as alleged. The second individual alleged to have died in a tent has not been formally identified, and there is a need to maintain confidentiality and sensitivity until families can be notified by Garda authorities. It also says we're very aware of the pain caused by the death of a loved one, and we're also very aware of the family sensitivities at this time. It's important to emphasise the need to maintain confidentiality around these deaths, and that these people need to be treated with dignity and respect in their passing. It says the DRHE will not be making any additional comment at this time. But just on the earlier part of that statement, Anthony, where the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive is making the point that one of the individuals who died today died in a long-term accommodation facility, they did have a bed.
Exactly, yeah, there was, and that's not the first step that we've had in emergency accommodation facilities. And when we say long-term accommodation, the DRHE have shifted to the naming of emergency accommodation to long-term accommodation. It still is emergency accommodation, and these are hostel-style facilities, and many of those that are operated by private operators through the system. We've seen a massive increase in the level of private operators that have entered the homeless service system since COVID-19 has been introduced. But again, when we relate back to the individual that has been found on the streets, a number of the deaths that are happening on the streets, and not only in Dublin, right across the country, we haven't got a definite figure in regard to the death level across the country at the moment. And again, that's another question that the Minister needs to come forward and answer in terms of many people have died right throughout the year. We're only getting Dublin figures. I believe that figure is very, very high at the moment. And again, it's down to a habitual relationship to an area that people can't access beds. We understand the need for confidentiality, but we can't have secrecy around this. People are dying on our streets. We shouldn't have deaths on our streets. And we need to have responsibility around those deaths. And we need to ensure that everybody that needs access to a bed gets that access to a bed.
Okay, just finally, Anthony, what needs to happen then to prevent further deaths this year?
Well, before an emergency motion to council next week, and we'll be asking for a lift on the habitual connection policy to be lifted. And also, we've also called on the Minister today to lift that ban on people that are not habitually connected to an area. He can do that through an executive order. And everybody that needs a bed coming into winter, we shouldn't have any more deaths coming up towards Christmas. The Minister can write that off today in terms of the executive order. But an emergency motion will go to Council next week to lift that ban on habitual connections to an area.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that one. We may speak to you again soon, but thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Anthony Flynn, Dublin City Councillor and CEO of Inner City Helping Homeless.